Hey everybody, welcome to 2023. So this will be our very first weekly energetic check-in, and this will be covering the week of January 2nd to the 8th. So I'm so happy to be connecting with you guys again. I'm so thankful that I can be back in the hub with you guys. It's been a bit of a journey. I'm going to share that with you as we go, because of course, if we learn anything, there's really kind of no beginning, no ending when we're going through things. And so it just kind of changes and morphs. So there's a lot that I am still going through, a lot that I'm still learning from. And I'm taking it moment by moment. So I'm going to share that with you guys as we go. And just to kind of give you that kind of idea of it, so what I'm working on is neurological. So I have some neurological stuff going on, and it is due to heavy metals and viruses and bacterias and parasites and all that fun stuff. And so my nervous system has been overcome with a lot. And so it just kind of all piled up and then was triggered by some life things that happened. And so that's kind of how I had to come and decide to take some time off, because I just needed to completely be off, completely shut. It's like a, you know, a reboot of your computer, you know, when your computer has the blue screen. Yeah, my human vehicle hit the blue screen. So the important thing about coming back from this is that, and this will, you're going to learn this for this next year, for this new year, is that I can't continue to do things in the exact same way that I was doing them. Otherwise, I'm going to be in the exact same place where I was, which ended up with me having to not work. And so we're going to be learning from this, right? This is everything that happens to us is because we need to learn something through it. And so sometimes we don't get the, you know, the subtleness of things as we're going through it, and it becomes compounded and then it builds up. And that's exactly what's happened to me. And so I will definitely be sharing this with you guys more when we get together in our satsang, which is going to be our new feature of our, you know, how we would do the soul energy monthly check-in. We're going to call it a satsang. And so this is important because during this last while, you know, the last few months, the last couple months that I was not working, I really was doing a lot of stuff for myself. And so part of that healing that happens is when we're working on stuff, and every single person here on this planet is working on stuff, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, relationships, whatever it is, we all have something that we're working on. And the thing, the biggest mistake that we can make through this is we can become attached to it. So we actually make it part of us. We make it, we think that's who we are. And so we kind of keep it hidden. And so sometimes we won't talk about it, or we won't, maybe we don't even look at it ourselves. Maybe we're afraid to look at it ourselves because it seems overwhelming or it seems too big for us. And so what we're going to be doing in the satsang is we're going to be, and I understand maybe, you know, everybody's going to take a little bit of time to warm up to this. And hopefully if you come and you're just an observer, that's perfect, because you also will, you know, receive the healing benefits of it. But if you're willing to actively participate in it, that's going to be tremendous healing for you. And in the satsang, what we do is we're going to simply let things out. And I will be the lead on that to let you guys know how it goes. But what it does is it kind of creates a little bit of surrendering energy to it. I'm going to show you guys, we're going to do a powerful meditation. We're going to go through and clear some stuff, because of course we started a new cycle. It's a good idea to have a clear slate, a clean slate, as we start off energetically. And I really feel like this is going to be a way for us to kind of loosen up and let go of things. And, you know, if there's one thing that I've learned through this particular moment that I'm going through, it's that we can lose our self-identity. We can lose the knowing of who I am, the I am in who we are, because we become all of these other things. We think that we are our experiences, and we're not. And so we're going to explore that in the satsang. So I hope that you guys can come and put that on your schedule. It is, check the calendar on there, but I think it's the 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure that you check that, because that would be cool. Of course, if you can't come to it live, we will have it up in the hub. So you will get to watch the replay and everything else. And so the meditation is now online. So we've got the meditation for January is on there. That's one. You guys know that I love Brad Yates. I love tapping. I love how tapping and meditation, and this particular one, hypnosis. Hypnosis is incredibly powerful. And so he's got all three of them combined into that. And I've been doing it on a daily basis for a while now. And I'm telling you, it's made some really, really big shifts energetically for me. I notice that I'm sleeping really, really deeply. I know that other things are kind of shifting for me. So try. And the thing about it is, it's not always a one-off. You can't just try something one time and then expect it to make a big hit. Sometimes it does. But usually when we create a little bit of a pattern by doing something more than once, that's when we will see the biggest shift in that. So do yourself a favor and kind of create a time. Either do it in the morning or in the evening before you go to sleep. But make sure you kind of make that your time, like create that time for yourself. So going into this new cycle, so we are coming into in numerology, we're coming into a number 7 year. So this is going to be a big shift out of our sixth year. So we happen to be in a six. So 2022 was a 6 year. And so last year was supposed to be, the focuses were balance, home, our health, karma, love, success, and service. So if you kind of go through, you know, you do kind of like a year in review, you're probably like, I can definitely go through each one of those things and look and see, yeah, okay, so I was working on that, definitely working on that. I mean, health for me came up big time. Karma for me came up big time. Home, all of them came up big, big time. And so 2022 was a rough year. It really was a rough year. And so many of us are going to be coming into 2023 feeling a little tired. So feeling a little energetically weakened, like feeling like, you know, we've been through the laundry cycle a few times. And that's okay, because when we get into that kind of energy, when we get into that feeling tired or energetically weakened, remember, it's a reminder for us to kind of slow down. And this will be a key for going into 2023. We want to take 2023 piece by piece, moment by moment. We want to slow down, because if we don't, there is great potential for us to trip and fall. So make a mental note of that, because that's going to be important. We do not want to start 2023. I mean, 12 months in a year is a long time to be in the energy of tripping and falling. So I don't know about you, but I'm not interested in doing that. So I'm going to remind myself, so maybe put a sticky note somewhere for yourself about the slowdown. This is also going to have a lot to do with patience, right? This is, especially if you are working on something big like myself, this is going to be one of my life lessons, is the patience. It's going to be, sometimes when we're on a healing journey, it literally can be, you know, like two steps forward and three steps back. That happens. when we look at people that have, you know, autoimmune diseases or, you know, any of that, we hear flare-ups all the time, right? If you're somebody that suffers from stuff, you'll know that sometimes you get a flare-up. And so what happens when we have a flare-up is that there's been something that's triggered it, right? And so most of the time, something that triggers it happens to be emotions. And so, you know, if you have an argument with somebody or you're feeling stressed about money, any of those things can be triggers. And so when they trigger something within us and we have a flare up, so meaning, you know, if it's physical stuff that you're dealing with, your physical body can feel the effects of that trigger and have a flare up. And so what we need to do through that is we need to slow down. We need to slow down through it. And then we also need to recognize, and this is big, and we're going to work on this in the hub lots because I'm working on it with you guys. We need to recognize and remember that when we have the awareness of something, so being able to witness something, have the awareness of it, we can only do that because it is not who we are. It's not us. Does that make sense to you? If it was who we are, if it was who we are, we would not be able to witness it because we are the witness. So the fact is that if you have the awareness of your feelings, so if you have the awareness of, say, anxiety, or you have the awareness of anger that comes up, or you have the awareness of fear that comes up, recognize that the fact that you have the awareness of it means that it is something that is outside of yourself, that it's not who you are. And so because it's not who you are, it comes and it goes. Just like the flare-ups, they come and they go. And so as this comes through our energy and comes through our awareness, the more that we disconnect from that or do not attach to it, the higher our frequency gets. Make sense? And so every single time we have something that comes across our path that, and I'm talking about, and these are all lower density vibrational frequencies, right? When we talk about anxiety, fear, worry, judgment, pain, guilt, all of that stuff. When those frequencies come through in the form of thoughts or feelings, which then create experiences, when they come through, the less attached we become to them, the less power they have. So the next time that that wave of anxiety comes through you, or whatever it is that comes through you, the next time it comes through, it's going to have less power because you, the I am, the innate being that you are, is not going to give that any of your energy or any of your power. And so we do this because we disconnect from it. We have the realization and the knowing that that's not who we are. Just like if you're sitting outside and you're watching the weather go through, you watch the clouds, the rain, the wind, you don't become attached to any of them. And you know this, and this is important because we'll work on this going into 2023. You'll know that these are not permanent. Nothing is permanent that you're seeing. As it comes through, it leaves. And so we'll remind ourselves about this as we go through this journey together, this healing together, that everything that comes through, because it's not who we are, it's not permanent and it will go. And the reason why people stay sick and the reason why people stay stuck and the reason why people stay unfulfilled is because they keep attaching themselves to the whatever it is. So we're going to work on that. 2023 is going to be a big year for really, really doing some deep self-reflection. So really looking to the asking yourself the question of who am I? That's a big question, and we'll do some work on that. So we have some big energy that's going to be coming through this week. So we have the full moon coming up on January 6th. The full moon happens to be in the sign of Cancer. We have the sun right now in the sign of Capricorn. So we have these two kind of opposing energies happening right now. So there's a little bit of mix in the energetic bag. And so the energy of Cancer, we have, so there's attachments and love. Those are two energies that are ruled by Cancer. Attachments and love. They kind of sound like they should be not together, right? And then we have the sign of Capricorn, and the two energies coming through with that right now are achievements and rewards. So we have these two kind of like opposing energies between Cancer and Capricorn. And so it's really going to be bringing us into a balance, creating a balance between unconditional love and conditional love. And so feel into that for a little bit and see how, if you see the difference or feel the difference for you when we talk about what unconditional love feels like and or how it's been for the experience for you, and then what conditional love feels like. And feel between the two where there kind of needs to be a little bit maybe releasing for you, right? Maybe releasing and letting that go, or maybe working on it a little bit more, seeing how it's playing out for you. Feel into that and see if you notice a difference, what it feels like to you, the unconditional love and the conditional love. And so remember, we also have Mercury in retrograde. So Mercury is our planet of communication. Mercury is going to be in retrograde until the January 18th, I think. So this is going to mean also that anything that we say, any deep conversations that you have, any kind of like when it comes out of your mouth, it's probably going to be received in the wrong way. And I hate to say that to you guys, because I know that it puts a little bit, but it gives you, I want you to have that understanding that it's probably not the best time right now, up until the 18th of January, to like come, you know, have that heart to heart with your best friend, or have that, you know, with your spouse, or right. Like now is the time to, that's why the hub is going to be a good place, because you can come into the hub, you can let it off your chest, you can say it, and you're going to be with a group of other souls that know Mercury is in retrograde. So we're not going to take anything that you say personally. Yeah, it might not be the same thing in your household, though, when you get things off your chest. It might be received in the wrong way. So just know that. Don't take it personally. Try not to let it trigger you. Try not to get upset by it. And come and talk to us about it in the hub, because we'll get it. We'll understand it. Okay, so yeah, we're going to go slow into 2023. We're going to slow down a little bit. We're going to remind ourselves that this is kind of like our year. It's going to be the self-reflection year. It's going to be the year of who am I? I'm really kind of going into that. Who am I? What are my needs? What support do I need? And what do I need to let go of? What's not my baggage? What's not me that I've been, you know, creating a false identity around? This will be big for us all. Okay, so make sure you guys go in and do the meditation, the tapping, the thing from Brad Yates. I'm going to get together with you guys on the 12th. We're going to be doing our readings at the end of the month. We're doing a different thing for the healing circle as well. We're going to do, we're going to call it a healing blast, but I'm going to show you guys a way where you're going to actually incorporate this healing technique for yourself, something that you can do all the time for yourself, not have to rely on somebody else. That's going to be another thing when we go into the hub this year. It's going to be about being able to go to yourself as the healer, being able to do the healing yourself, which is going to be very empowering. Okay, my lovely, sending you huge, huge blessings. Thank you so much for being part of the hub, and I will talk to you guys all soon.